Hello and welcome to the Friday, October 11th, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got yet another DNS hijacking event to talk about. This time it was the Malaysian domain for Google, so google.com.my. That has happened before, and this particular group that hijacked the domain for Google is kind of specializing somewhat on foreign country domains from Google. For example, they also got the Kenya domain. Now, one problem, of course, companies run into that use these foreign language or foreign country top-level domains is that sometimes the domain registrars are not really run as well as you would expect it from like a .com or .net. In this case, the administrator in charge of the domain actually tweeted that, well, the Malaysian nick that is responsible for .my does not have 24/7 service. And this happened towards late evening night, so they didn't get someone back into the office until 4 a.m. Malaysian time, which of course was a few hours into the event, and then it still takes some time to actually have this fixed. Just because things like this keep happening, I posted a quick and dirty little shell script that will allow you to monitor your name server records with your top-level domain. You should do it with the top-level domain's name server, not with your own name server, to detect any hijacks. Of course, you could just compare WHIS entries, but what I find is WHIS is kind of difficult to parse. Different registrars sometimes have different ideas on how to format this, and the simple script at least works for me. It's tested on OS X. At least one reader reported a little patch for his operating system to make it work there, but like I said, just a couple of lines of bash code. And bug bounty programs are getting more lucrative and larger. Microsoft just revealed that it awarded $100,000 to a researcher that was able to bypass some of the security mitigation techniques that were put into Windows 8.1. If you remember, Microsoft doesn't really have a bug bounty program for current products, but instead they started offering one with Internet Explorer 11 and Windows 8.1. So these yet to be released programs, if people find vulnerabilities, they will be rewarded by Microsoft. Of course, the hope here is that these vulnerabilities can be patched before these products are officially released. On the other end, Google is now also offering bug bounties for other open source software that it's not directly responsible for. So for example, OpenSSH, Bind, DHCP, and some of the basic plumbing software that a lot of people need, Google probably as well, in order to improve the security of its networks. And then we got patches from Cisco that got a little bit lost with all the other patches we had this week. Now, they affect the firewall services module as well as ASA, the adaptive security appliance software you may be familiar with. Now, just want to point out a couple of the sort of interesting ones here. For example, there is an ICMP packet denial of service vulnerability in IPsec. So that's yet another sort of corrupt ICMP packet. We had tons and tons of them. They don't seem to really go away. And then a couple of issues with HTTP inspection. For example, the packet inspection. That's always a very complex thing to do for these firewalls, even IPSs, IDSs. And then somewhat interesting, digital certificate HTTP authentication bypass. Not a lot of detail here, but what this typically means is that the certificate isn't validated correctly. So for example, someone can create a new certificate using existing certificate that the restrictions imposed on certificates are not correctly checked, or that it is not checked if it's actually signed by an authenticated or authorized root certificate. And an older, but so far not really well patched, the Bulletin vulnerability is apparently being used in the wild in order to set up new administrator accounts on affected systems. The reason I say it's not well patched is that the advisory that was originally released advises users to delete the install or the core/install directories, which you probably should do anyway. They're really only needed during the installation of the Bulletin. If you don't do this, there is a vulnerable script that's left behind, upgrade.php, in the install directory that can then be used to inject these additional administrative users. And then, of course, the attacker could use the administrative user to take over and manipulate the Bulletin board. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.